Penguin Audio presents The Russia House by John le Carré, read by Michael Jaston.
Indeed, I think that people want peace so much that one of these days governments had better get out of their way and let them have it. Dwight D. Eisenhower. One must think like a hero to behave like a merely decent human being. May Sarton.
Chapter 1. In a broad Moscow street, not 200 yards from the Leningrad station, on the upper floor of an ornate and hideous hotel built by Stalin in the style known to Muscovites as Empire during the plague, the British Council's first ever audio fair for the teaching of the English language and the spread of British culture was grinding to its excruciating end. The time was 5:30, the summer weather erratic. After fierce rain showers all day long, a false sunlight was blazing in the puddles and raising vapour from the pavements. Of the passers-by, the younger ones wore jeans and sneakers, but their elders were still huddled in their warms. The room the council had rented was not expensive, but neither was it appropriate to the occasion. I've seen it. Not long ago in Moscow, on quite another mission, I tiptoed up the great empty staircase, and with a diplomatic passport in my pocket, stood in the eternal dusk that shrouds old ballrooms when they are asleep. With its plump brown pillars and gilded mirrors, it was better suited to the last hours of a sinking liner than the launch of a great initiative. On the ceiling, snarling Russians in proletarian caps shook their fists at Lenin. Their vigour contrasted unhelpfully with the chipped green racks of sound cassettes along the walls, featuring Winnie the Pooh and Advanced Computer English in 3 hours. The sackcloth sound booths, locally procured,